It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up with state Democrats pushing for nonpartisan redistricting reform, we hear from a supporter to the movement about why he says it's an issue everyone should care about. First, it's time for a weekly review of state news with our Wisconsin News Roundup. It's a busy week at the state capitol with lawmakers deciding on an amendment for a fetal tissue bill and holding a hearing focused on an audit of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. In other state news, a story broke earlier this week that showed Assembly Majority Leader Robin Voss's office filed paperwork for state open records law changes weeks after an initial proposal had been shot down. We're joined now by Molly Beck, state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, for the latest on these stories. Molly, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I just mentioned a news came out this week that Robin Voss's office filed these changes, asked for a draft of legislation on the open records law after the original changes came out and after the backlash. What can you tell us about this news this week?
Well, he has responded in a way that has, you know, people scratching their heads a little bit, because after that backlash in early July, when Republicans sought to put in the state budget language that would have kept virtually all records made by lawmakers private, a few weeks later, he had one of his staffers draft new language that would essentially do the same thing. They could, their records would be subject to their own rules that they could make instead of the state's open records law. And that means that they could amend their rules without the approval of the governor or the other house, like is the case now. But when reporters started asking about it, Voss said that draft language was just a way to end the process of the open records discussion, essentially, and to reflect the Assembly's original intent in case the Legislative Study Committee took up the issue. But then he also said that there was no discussion about forming a legislative study committee. So there's some mixed messages there, but in the end, he ultimately said that there is no plans to change the open records law.
Right. So this draft of legislation is something he says now that he was not planning to introduce, is not planning to introduce. Is that
he's
right?
He's not planning. Yeah, he's not. He said he's not planning to introduce it. And this was drafted in late July by a staffer who had been coordinating the earlier revisions of the open records law that everybody learned about in early July. He has since left the speaker's office, and according to the drafting files of this bill, there hasn't been any work on it since July.
And we had that effort in the budget just before the 4th of July to change open records laws. There's also been talk in a forum held by the state's attorney general that, okay, maybe not those changes, but we've got new types of technology. We don't know how open records laws apply to them always. So is there a thought that, hey, at some point people are going to get together and try to hash out open records laws, maybe not as drastically as some of those changes, but something will change?
Sure. Yeah, I think that Attorney General Brad Schimmel, that's been, you know, a priority of his since he was elected. He's been talking about the public records law needs to be updated to reflect modern technology, especially with a focus on police work and body cameras and, you know, the retention of recordings if that's, you know, the way that police departments would like to go. He says that the open records law doesn't address that because it was written, you know, a couple decades ago. But, you know, people who have been kind of, I suppose, on the side of preserving open records law say that the way that it's written could address all of those issues, even if they don't specifically outline, police body cameras or technology.
Talking to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal in our weekly roundup of big stories in Wisconsin politics. Molly, changing gears, state lawmakers held a hearing based on an audit of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that's gotten a lot of criticism in recent years and in recent weeks in particular. So take us to this hearing. What was going on there?
Sure. Well, it was the legislature's audit committee, and they were reviewing an audit from May of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And I would say the most notable finding in that audit was that the agency is tasked with, creating and tracking how many new jobs Wisconsin has, they haven't been verifying those job numbers. And some lawmakers expressed concern with that. You know, how do we know that these jobs numbers are accurate if we're not reviewing the information that auditors say they should be reviewing, which is payroll records? The auditors there said that if they don't look at wages paid or hours worked, it's difficult to determine whether the businesses that are receiving state financial incentives are actually meeting their obligations. And if the businesses are creating low-wage part-time jobs, they aren't meeting the criteria that allows them to get the financial incentives. So there, at the end of the hearing, there was some talk about introducing some legislation that might address some of the issues that people have been hearing about with the agency. Senator Robert Cole said he would like to draft a bill that would ban the agency from giving tax credits to businesses without a contract and require businesses that receive tax credits to actually increase the number of jobs. Democratic lawmakers Julie Latha and Peter Barca also would like to introduce legislation that would overhaul the agency.
I know at least some Republican lawmakers, or one or two anyway, had suggested, hey, maybe if companies receive loans from WEDIC, as people call it, and don't pay it back, don't create the jobs they're supposed to be creating, maybe they should be charged with fraud. Is that something that came up at this hearing?
That didn't come up at this hearing, but, you know, Governor Scott Walker said this week that he would consider a proposal to create criminal penalties for defrauding the jobs agency. And Republican Samantha Kirkman said, you know, the same thing. She said that if you lie to the agency, it should be a crime. So I'm sure there will be some further discussion about that.
And then finally, an assembly committee voted on amendments to the fetal tissue research bill this week. This has been in the news a lot over the last few weeks. What changed in this amendment?
So the amendment allows some research to continue, but not on newly gathered fetal tissue. So after January 1, any fetal tissue that has been gathered since then can't be used for research. And that amendment was enough to get it passed, but two Republicans actually voted against it because they don't like the provision that would criminalize the research if somebody chose to do research on the newly gathered tissue.
Right, potentially a felony charge under the legislation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So most of these issues go to a party line vote in committees, but as you say, some Republicans broke ranks on the amendment.
Right. And this week, the state's largest business lobbying group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, they came out against the bill too, which is significant given their influence. The president said that even with the new amendment, members see it as a way that would block research. But, you know, Andre Jacques, who's, you know, been behind this, just said he doesn't expect the lobbying group to come out forcefully, but we'll see.
So what is next now that this amendment has passed and it passed out of its committee there?
It sounds like a floor vote on the bill could come as soon as next week. But because there has some dissension within Republican ranks, it raises the question about whether that floor vote will come that quickly.
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's State Capitol reporter Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal, giving us the latest on the biggest headlines from around the state in our Wisconsin News Roundup.